I need to take a shit again.
Welcome to the Homosexuals Podcast.
Oh, should we be recording?
Oh god, you almost died. Stop. Hey Juan, you know what you need?
What?
You know what you need, my boy?
Stop fucking grabbing my tit, dude. Everything hurts.
You know what you need? Pizza.
No, we have a whole pizza left, dude.
Stuffed crust.
How did one pizza get all of us? Dude, you could eat a whole pizza by yourself. How did thin crust pizza finesse you, dude? You're a big boy.
I'm thinking it was also the wings, but then again,
only, you only ate two.
I only ate three. Bitty. I don't know what happened. It put something in it.
Dude, it was that pepperoni dog. All that protein. Oh.
Yeah, honestly, just stop recording. I'm not in the fucking...
No, we made a commitment. We're gonna do this commitment.
Oh. No! Stop touching my fucking feet, boy. They're molesting me.
Oh, it's everywhere!
Is this even an actual episode anymore?
Nah. We're just recording for fun now.
This is the unofficial episode. This is episode 1.5.
No, this is episode 0.
That wouldn't make sense.
Episode 0 is before episode 1.
No. Dumbass.
Quick mass.
What?
Wanna know what fun is? He's Mexico's ass.
Oh, yeah.
So look at him.
You have Mexico's ass.
The embodiment of Mexico's buttocks.
Where did my phone go?
I was lost in the sauce.
Oh.
Dude, both my nipples are hard and I don't know how to feel about that. fuck you, dog.
Notice me. Get up here and notice me. Juan Angel Gonzalez.
Your middle name's Angel.
Get your booty cheeks up here.
I forgot about that. he looks real mad. Oh, he's singing it. Oh, no, stop.
he's naked.
Okay, let's calm down. He took his shirt off. That's it.
He's pretty naked.
We can see his dents.
Look.
Stop over exaggerating. Okay. No. Stop over exaggerating.
I will spit on you in your own
home. Stop. Put him. No. No.
Yeah.
Stop.
I told you he was naked.
Stop. What is happening? Please help me. They got me crazy. I don't think this is an actual episode anymore. Please send help.
This is episode 1.5.
I'm being held captive. They only feed me once a week.
Shut up, you live on pizza. Whoa.
That's pretty rapey.
Hey, hold that. Whoa.
Self-defense, dog. You see what he's doing?
Laying on you.
Yeah. I didn't ask for that.
He has to bite him.
I didn't even actually bite him.
Yes, he did. I had the bite mark to prove it. You know what? See you in court, Brandon.
You,
in
court. You don't even have the mark because I didn't do it.
It's funny because Juan doesn't even have the money for court.
See what you did?
Your friends, there's something over here.
I don't like this song.
So, like, y'all ever look at the stars and think, there's some alien people over there?
Now, you wonder what the real question is?
No. No, I don't.
So, like, do you ever just feel, like, disconnected from everything? You just kind of think, man, what if what we experience isn't real? But not just not real, but, like, What if it's like a video game, right? Like the life that you live.
Oh, didn't we say we were going to talk about this?
Yeah, but like, wait. Let me finish what I'm saying. I'm saying is like, let's say you're living your life, right? And let's say you die. But you don't die. Like, you keep going. But a you did die. The life that you're living is you keep going.
I don't get it.
And so it's like a game. Like, you know how in Skyrim you get sent to prison? Mm-hmm. And you can pay to get out? Mm-hmm. It's basically like that. Except, you're not paying. The universe pays for you, but you keep going. But you're not aware unless you actually take a step back and think about your life. And realize, like, get your cock out of here!
Stop! Don't say that. They're gonna think he actually had his cock out. He didn't. I mean, he was...
Oh, like, he touched me with the hand!
That was my accident. I just tried to screw you in. Alright, but anyways, keep going?
Nah, fuck you!
Hey, watch it! Stop!
Touch me with the testicle,
man. My dad's gonna get mad at me.
Ah, my arm!
Is he?
Probably. I don't know. Like, your friends are not very good influences. I don't know, something like that.
I mean, I'm not really a good influence.
Has he told you before?
No. But.
No, son. You
know, no one's ever been loud about it.
I mean.
Shut up.
Yeah, like, it's hard to explain, but like, what if you start remembering, like, your failures, and you feel it, but it doesn't happen because it's happening to another you, but you know it's happening.
You know this, dude.
Fuck you, dog.
Now, me, like, what I think is, like, because there's theory that there's a chemical in your brain that releases when you die, and it's like. Kind of like a flashback sort of thing. It's like all your memories just rush to your head. Mm-hmm. So it's like the theory is that when you die, that chemical gets released, and it's just you going back to the start and just reliving your whole life. And then when you die, it just loops back. You get me? So that's why you sometimes get that sense of like deja vu, right? That story. Because you're just reliving your past.
You know, I actually thought about that the other day, and I also realized like I was gonna try and have this conversation with you guys because it was really bothering me. But like, what if that is the case? So then like, we're acknowledging that it's happening, right? If we're acknowledging that it's happening, did we imagine this before? Or are we becoming self-aware in our own flashback? And our brain is just making up alternate choices to what's around us, so we're not aware that we're dying.
Like, our brain's trying to fool us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
So like, how do I know that you're real?
Yeah, that's also the thing.
Like how do I know like, what's happening?
We experience our like lives just through our eyes. So it's like, when I was younger, I was like, dude, how the fuck do I know my parents are real? Like anyone else, you get me? Like, what if I'm the only real person here?
Like all this time, it's felt like just you.
Yeah. Cause like,
you guys heard that they were like,
I don't know, y'all aren't real, dog.
I forgot where it is. Where it's like, how do we know that like we're not alone? Like, our mind is, like, it's been so broken that, like, everything around us, everything that we're experiencing, isn't actually real.
Do you ever feel like you don't belong in the body you're in right now?
Boy, I have DID, I feel that all the time.
Like, sometimes, like, I just look at myself and it's like, I don't feel like I should, like, look, I don't know, like look like this, or, like, not look, like, I just feel like I was someone from the past or someone completely different, and then like I don't feel like I'm the one.
I don't feel so.
I don't think
dark.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever felt that.
You never felt like you're not yourself? No.
I feel like I'm to myself. You know? Got really deep.
Shit.
Or like,
what are we living like that Bandersnatch life?
Yeah,
someone's controlling us.
My bad, dude. It was the player, dude, not me. Ah, I'm sorry, dude. It's not me, dude.
Fuck. Oh no, I need that.
Just jumping right here.
Or like, one of the things I believe too was that like, you shape your own faith after death. You get me? Like whatever you believe in. Is what's gonna happen.
Like, that's what I thought when I was a little younger. Like, if you believe in heaven, you're going to go to heaven. Like, if you believe in reincarnation, you're going to get reincarnated. You get me? Like, you create your own.
You know, there's this reader that I really like in the genre that's called Lovecraftian works. And it's Lovecraft made it, but, you know, other people build upon it. So, personally, I believe that, like, Lovecraft himself, his works were kind of eh, but the people that expanded on his ideas what made it so great. One of the people that's a part of the genre said that what if we are all gods and we bend the universe to our will? So how you experience the world is how you experience it in contrast to mine, because you're creating your own universe. It's why, like, you know how, like, when you meet somebody completely detached from everybody else, it's like, oh my god, you're such an alien to me, because it's so vastly different from you and your experiences. What if it's like that? We're literally bending the universe to our will, but because we have so many mental blocks that we're not aware of it. Because it would mess with everybody else's.
Yeah.
What if that's what, like, a homewrecker is? You know?
No, you know what's, like, the trippiest part of everything? Mm. Our whole life, like, our whole, like, individual lives are just a compilation of the choices we make every day. You get me? Like, you choose, you're basically in control of, like, the most important things in your life. And it's like, you could basically be in your life, your fate could be, like, ending up anywhere. And, like, you chose this specific part, you know, even though, like, there could have been, like, 10 other ways your life could have ended, or, like, a bazillion ways. You get me? Like, just one little choice that you, like, picked. Like, you, culinary. Like, if you never picked culinary, you would have never met us. Or this, got close to me.
This wouldn't have been happening.
Yeah, this never would have been happening, like, right now. Like, this instant. Just that one little choice affected all this.
And I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, like, it was just another daily thing.
Like, so just that one choice.
If I had chose to leave Robert Miller, I would have never met you guys. I would have never reconnected with everybody else here in the Valley.
And it's crazy. Like, just, if we chose something completely different, our lives would have been completely different. Like,
I think that's why part of me is like, when people ask me, oh, if you could time travel, would you change anything? And I'd say, no, I wouldn't. Because if I did, I wouldn't have the people that I have now.
Yeah. Even though there's, like, shady things that have happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even then, like, they're not really bad things, because you learn from them, you get me? Like, they shape you.
As cheesy as it sounds.
Yeah, if you always have good times, well, what's that gonna help with, you know?
Have happiness. Because, yeah, like, as cheesy as it sounds.
Well, if you just derail me.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Which, God, I hate that saying so much.
I hate it. Yeah, man, I wouldn't really have it any other way, you get me? Like, I'm happy with how I ended up right now. Like, just in this exact moment, like, I'm happy with how everything turned out.
My bad.
Like, honestly, like, I love you guys, you know? Like, I wouldn't trade it for the world, you know? Even, like, if I didn't choose culinary, like, if I went down the fucking other class, whatever, because it's culinary and what else? Child development, there you go. If I went down that path, I would never, like, met any of you guys. And it's, like, it's crazy.
Would have never met Jenna or Alejandro.
Yeah, Alejandro.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
Dude, when you realize it, in the beginning of the year, Alejandro was a stranger to us. He just sat there in our table.
And now he's fucking kicking at us, yeah. And you're like, fucking singing the Russian theme song, blasting through doors, and you're like, oh, shit, alright.
Or like how, even then, like, even if we did pick culinary, we chose to sit in your seat.
Fucking weirdos.
We could have been sitting across the whole fucking classroom.
Fucking weirdos. Y'all literally just sat there. Are you beating it right now?
No, my stomach's right here.
That was literally my first day in culinary. I literally walked into that bus, sat down. I didn't even know anybody. I just sat down. I was like, oh, this is going to be awkward.
At first, I didn't like him. I didn't like Michael.
You hated Michael, dude. You didn't want anything to do with Michael.
Yeah, I thought he was annoying. And I thought he was like, oh, I'm quirky. I'm different.
And that's honestly being honest.
Hey, dog, I love you 3,000.
I know.
But, like, at first I was like, I don't really like this guy.
That's, but, like, how the best, like, friendships happen. In, like,
but then, like, you know, he grew on me.
Yeah. I mean, he basically forced himself on.
Like a fucking tumor. But a healthy tumor.
You're his cancer. You're his gamut, so his Bruce Banner.
Fuck yeah, I am.
You just forced him on you.
Brando hoax out and I just come out. I'm all tiny and shit.
Damn, you just like... Just like three more weeks and he's gone.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Honestly, like two, because he has... Because if you got
I took that last week off.
Yeah, he takes like the last week or two off, and then that's it.
We can meet up, dog. Yeah.
Even then, like...
It's just that we won't be seeing him often.
I mean, yeah, I'm
or hearing from him often.
I'm going to be working 6 days a week. I'm only taking like 2 days off every 2 weeks.
Honestly, I'm not ready to become an adult. Like, I like how my life is running. Just like, not too many responsibilities that I have to like take care of, you know.
Fuck the school part, though. I mean, yeah. The rest of just.
It just like just in general, it's scary that like one day we're gonna have to like start a family, you know, support.
I mean, you don't have to start a family.
Yeah, true, but like it's like what everyone tells you to do, you know, like.
Yeah, but you don't have to do what everybody tells you to do.
Just like
I want to.
I'm just like I'm just scared that like I'm gonna end up like working a 9-to-5 and then just repeating everything the whole till I die. You get
well, like that's the thing. Like my current mindset is like, if I don't do it now and I tell myself I'm gonna do it later, I'm probably never gonna do it later. Might as well do it now while I can. Like all the choices I've been making lately, like I'm gonna go hang out with the boys. I don't care if you know I'm gonna be told no. I wanna go hang out with them. I might not be able to hang out with them ever again. And that scares me. So I'd rather do it when I feel like it, you know?
Yeah.
So then I can think back on it and be like, I did that.
Yeah, like, one day we're gonna, like, look back at this, like, these exact moments.
With you fucking farting everywhere.
Yeah. Just all these dumps and stuff we had together. Just in these 2 years, dude. We've gone through a lot. Like... I've had friends that I've been with since, like, 2010. Yeah, like, 9 years. And, like, I've never, like, felt that close to them. And I've only met you guys for 2 years, and I feel like we're brothers, you get me?
Probably because you showed us your cock.
No, okay, not my cock. You gotta be worth that, okay? I showed you my testicle.
Testicle? Yeah, but what's your testicle attached to?
Okay, but that don't mean I
didn't mean it showed you it.
Well, yeah, he didn't whip it out. He whipped out his nut.
That's what bonded us for life. That sealed the deal right there. Just I was like, hey Michael, you wanna see my nut that like got surgically like removed from my little side pocket and back to my ball side? Yeah, sure. Bam, I just booked it up under the camera.
I genuinely didn't think you were gonna do it, and then you did it, and I was like, oh, there's a fucking ball in my face.
Jesus,
looks like a raisin.
And then Jenna kind of just finessed her way into her friend group. Because before, she just used to hang out with Ricky.
And then I came along and she's like, I'm going with these guys. Fuck you, Ricky. She yeeted it out.
Michael's influenced her life a lot, dude. Like, a lot.
I was the train wreck that came into your lives. I was like a broken down train. And I saw you guys and I'm like, I gotta go. Fucking revved it up.
I wonder how college is gonna be like. I honestly like hope we all stay together to college. Cause he's already gonna be gone, it's just us two, and that's gonna be either was gonna make it or break it.
I'm sorry, Brenda, but I need a fart. I don't wanna get up. I really don't wanna get up.
Guess I just gonna accept the feat at this point. That was so small. Never mind, I'm good.
What if he jinx it? You know what, Michael, hope you shit yourself.
Stop.
Oh, dude, I've only shit myself once, and that was in school.
Really?
I was in first grade, and I was at Silver, right? Uh-huh. Before I moved over here. Uh-huh. And they had restrooms in the classrooms. But that specific classroom, the miss always told us, like, okay, if you ever go to the restroom, don't close the door. Leave it a little bit open, because if you close it, it's going to stay locked. In my mind, I was like, oh, no. That's scary. So, like, I was like, okay, I went basically throughout the whole year not really caring because, like, I'd always hold in everything until I got home. It just fucking exploded. That one day, I don't know what happened, but, like, shit got me. And my stomach was going all sorts of crazy. And then it kind of just happened. And it was only 5 minutes before class ended, or school ended. And I'm already, I was like, okay, maybe I could hide it. So I'm just, we get our stuff, we're walking. I'm like, yeah, I just finessed my way out of here. And then she stops me. I'm like, come on, come with me. I'm like, fuck, didn't know I shit myself. So then they send me to the nurse. I'm like, fuck, they know. I take off, like, they make me go to the restroom. And I take off my pants, and then just a big ass shit. Just on the outside, it's just green. I'm like, ugh. So then I'm waiting there for my mom. She has to bring me new pants. And it's like, oh, fuck.
What grade were you in?
I was in first.
I'm like, just imagining a little horn. It's like, yeah, I got out of here all right.
And then, like, well, I come here, I'm like, fuck.
I've only shit myself twice. Once in kinder, where, like, it just came out. I was like, oh. Like, I remember, like, taking off my pants and seeing it. And, like, picking up my pants and just trying to, like, dump it in there. Failed horribly. You don't want to know the rest of the story. It's gross. But the second time's fucking hilarious. So, as Brandon knows, there's only one bathroom at my house.
Oh, no.
My stepdad was taking his sweet time, and I really needed to go, and I was sick. So, you know, like, when your stomach starts grumbling and you start getting those pains, and you can just feel it coming out?
When you're sick, when it happens, you can't control it.
I tried holding it, and I was holding it for 20 minutes.
Shit in the sink, dog.
That's the thing. Mm. There's only the kitchen sink.
Oh, so you thought of it.
Yeah, I thought of it, and I was like, fuck! So, I did what any genius would do.
Shit outside.
Yeah. I'm not joking. I popped a squat outside in the middle of my yard.
How'd you wipe your ass?
I had to fucking, like, grab walk all the way to my bedroom window, which I opened, and I yelled, Mom! I took a shit outside my window! Bring me toilet paper! And she's like, what? I told you! He was taking too long in the restroom, and I really needed to go, and he didn't get out! So I went outside! Because I told her I was gonna go outside if he didn't hurry up. Imagine. And neither of them believed me. So I went outside and I took a shit.
Seems proud of it.
Imagine being his neighbor and, like, you're just watering your, like, your plants or something and you just see his ass shit just come out from the window and you just take a shit on the floor.
I don't think he stuck his ass out the window.
I hopped out of my window. It just, yeah. It wasn't my proudest moment. Like, while it was happening, it was just, just like a water jet.
Oh, okay.
And I just kind of like, while I was there, I was like, this is what my life's come to. Guess when it happened.
What?
Guess when it happened.
When?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
No.
Like a month ago.
Right now.
How the hell did he do that? A year ago.
Yes.
Damn right. It only took me one try.
Sure, champ.
Honestly, yeah, I thought this would be, like, recent. In, like, maybe, like, the 2 year range.
Yeah, I did it last year. I wasn't proud of it. I'm still not proud of it.
It seems like a you thing.
I think the grown-up version of shitting yourself is jizzing yourself.
Like how you can. That shit was messy.
And then when I had the stomach virus, because of fucking Peter Piper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I tried taking a shit, and then, like, these ghetto guys just came in and started smoking weed. dude, piss me off.
Wait, where were you?
In the upstairs restroom.
Oh, yeah, that's where they do it all the time.
Yeah. So, like, I'm just there, like, I barely make it on time. I'm like, I check the toilet paper. Yes, everything's perfect. Okay, no one's here. There's toilet paper. I'm gonna blow this shit up. So I get there. And I'm about to squeeze the fuck out of my ass. And I just hear, you guys ready to smoke? I'm like, what? I don't know. And I hear the footsteps coming. I'm like, fuck, it's too late. I can't, they're gonna hear my farts. Like, vroom. I'm just freaking out. And my ears, the lighters light up. I'm like, fucking shit, dude. So, like, I just flushed the toilet, and while it's flushing, I just. Just one time, because that's weird. If I flush it multiple times, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Fuck. Right, but anyway.
You're gonna make me shit right now.
So, like, I'm just flushing. I just let it out all at once. So they didn't have no clue, right? I wipe, I get the fuck out, and I'm still, like, I'm not even finished. I still have, like, a lot in me, dude. So I just, like, look at them, kind of saying, I kind of give them a little peace sign, and they just have a big blunt right in their mouth. Like, I'm like, dude, I'm trying to take a shit here. Like, what? Who has the audacity to smoke weed while there's a guy taking a shit in the restroom, dude?
Imagine from the start, he's like, hey, I'm trying to take a shit here, man. You're smoking in another restroom.
It's funny you say that. Because I didn't say that. Because I let my ass speak for me.
You talking about a public restroom time?
I'm talking about the restrooms at school.
Oh.
It was an upstairs restroom. The one over there by, the one on Kovacevic's side.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on that side of the restrooms. I went in there. I was like, man, dude, I don't know what's up with my stomach. I think I'm gonna rip ass. And so I sat down in the middle stall.
He told that to his teacher.
Miss Kovacevic, you gotta take shit.
Dude, I'm gonna rip ass.
I sat there. I'm thinking, all right, this is fine, you know? I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna make any noise. And then I started smelling something, and I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? And, I really started smelling, and I realized, oh, somebody's smoking in the bathroom. And I kind of contort my body to look underneath the stall, and I see, like, several feet just in a little corner, just smoking. And then they start talking. I'm like, oh, these fuckers sound ghetto. And I'm like, I really need to rip ass, because, like a little thing just bloop. But then, like, my stomach started.
That was the corner.
And I was like,
that one little piece of shit was holding your knees together.
And so I was like, you know what? Fuck these guys. I need to take a shit. I just fucking let it rip.
I just let it rip. I bet those guys were like, what the fuck? and they just leave. Like, yo, this guy's fucking weird.
I think there's a fucking, like, monster in the restroom.
It's funny because I thought that would make them leave. When dude knocks on my stall and says, hey, bro.
You good?
You need a hit? I was like, no, I'm okay. Thank you, though, man. He's like, no problem, brother. I got you.
That was so much better.
Yo, that's a real shit right there, dude. Has he offered you a hit while you're dying in the restroom? Hey, dog, you want some?
You need a hit. Dude, that's so. God, I didn't expect that.
I didn't expect that either.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna leave, but now he just offered me a hit. I was like, oh, alright, cool.
What if my ears. They just start sniffing.
Oh, what the hell?
I have a headache from so much laughing. My head genuinely hurts.
Move over, Brendan. I'm gonna lay with you.
You know what I've noticed?
You wanna lay down? Legit lay down, lay down.
Give me a pillow. Okay. You toss me that pillow.
That one's the degenerate pillow.
Dog, it's right behind you. Oh, really? Yeah, give me that.
Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna brace it against you. You know what I've noticed? I've been getting a lot of random boners lately. And, like, I don't know why.
Story of my life.
So, like, I haven't done anything in a long time. And, like, now that, like, I'm with Anna, dude, I got one so hard the other day, like, I'm pretty sure, like, it was pushing against my jeans so much.
Please, calm down.
So much. that I could feel the blood starting to cut off from just how swollen it had gotten. And I was like, I can't keep ignoring this. I need to take care of it. Remember when Dragon Ball Z abridged? When Krillin gets on Namek?
Did your brother just like die or something?
But do you remember when Krillin gets the planet Namek and then he goes into the cave? And then Bulma's like, oh my god, it's everywhere?
It's literally everywhere.
You pressed me the phone.
Dude, I went full on Super Soaker. It was, and when I'm saying it's everywhere, no, I mean like, dude, it was a puddle.
Of what?
Of my baby batter.
What do you, that's weird.
Baby gravy?
Dude, it was so intense. Like, it just went, it was like an,
don't touch me with your, no.
It was like a hentai.
Oh, no.
It's like what you see in hentai.
Like a volcano.
And I remember just looking at it and then looking at myself and I was like, I did that.
Yeah, that's right. You take credit for it. Yeah.
How much of a bitch was that to clean up?
Oh my god, dude, I went through so much fucking toilet paper. It wasn't even funny.
What the fuck is your brother doing? Is that the same one hosting in Africa?
Yeah.
I feel like he's like the little boy that's like, I have the power of God and anime on my side.
I don't know if the viewers could hear in the background, but my little brother is screaming, probably raging at a game.
No, not to sound gay, but like, you got shorts.
Why?
I want to put on shorts, dog. I'm like, I want to get super comfy now.
I don't have any other shorts. I don't think. I can probably go find some.
Dude, this episode was all over the place.
Yeah.
And we're only 32 minutes in.
Well, you want to cut it off here?
I mean,
this could be like a little extra episode.
1.5?
Yeah.
Alright, this is episode, episode 1.5 of the Homosexuals.
Alright, we will make episode 2 sometime next week.
Or the following week.
Yeah, or the next week. Or maybe never. Maybe you might never hear from us again. Maybe we're going to die today.
Maybe it's going to be like the Twilight Zone and we're going to end up in another dimension surrounded by pig people.
But like, you heard a lot today.
So we're
like,
just going to die. You know.
Nah, that's basic. We don't want to be basic bitches.
All right. Don't get to bully me. He said the same thing.
Death is for pussies.
Okay.
Jesus.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to sign out. Enjoy this extra little episode. We'll come back next week and talk about something genuine instead of just being all over the place. Hope you guys enjoyed. And peace out. Stay homie.